Well, yes, September 11th was a horrifying atrocity. Unfortunately, it's not new. What's new is the direction in which the guns are pointing. For the first time in the history of Europe and its offshoots, that is us, they were the victims, not the perpetrators of horrifying crimes of this nature. And that's a historic event. Why was it carried out? Second question. Well, here we have to make a distinction between two groups. One is the actual perpetrators. I assume, as everyone else does, that it's either Al-Qaeda or something very like them. And why they did it is there's no one who knows that, the answer to that, any better than the CIA, which recruited them, armed them, trained them, directed them to cause maximal harm to the Russians, and not to help the Afghans, which would have been a legitimate objective. The same special forces that are chasing them around in Tora Bora a few years earlier were training them to carry out terrorist atrocities. And they did. They carried out, during the 80s, they carried out terrorist acts within Russia, which were pretty serious, almost led to a Russia-Pakistan war at one point. That all ended in 1989 when the Russians withdrew. They didn't stop their terrorism against the Russians because they love Russians, they hate them, but rather because they had achieved their objective, which was clear and explicit. The objective was to drive the infidels out of the Muslim lands so that they could initiate their own reign of terror, as they immediately did. In 1990, they turned against the United States for essentially the same reasons. From their point of view, the United States is occupying Saudi Arabia, even much more significant than occupying Afghanistan for them. Their own terrorist record goes back 20 years to the time when the CIA and British intelligence and its allies organized and trained them. In 1993, they made their first attempt to blow up the World Trade Center. Actually, they had much more ambitious plans. I'm sure you know, there was a Dutch government inquiry into the Srebrenica atrocities. It was just released last week. From it, we learned that at the same time that they were trying to blow up the World Trade Center, US C-130s were flying radical Islamist mujahideen from Afghanistan to the Balkans, also Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters, and also a huge flow of arms going through Croatia, which took a substantial cut. They were there to support the U.S. side in the Balkan wars, while Israel, Ukraine, and Greece were arming the other side, which explains why unexploded mortar bombs landing in Sarajevo sometimes had Hebrew markings. Quoting a British political scientist reviewing the report that was published last week by the Dutch government. Well, why are radical Islamists attacking the United States while continuing to work as its agents? I think there's every reason to take them at their word on their answers to this, as the scholarly literature does, and I suppose the world's intelligence agencies as well, roughly what I just said. So that's the perpetrators. But then there's another very relevant population, a population in which bin Laden's horrendous words have a certain resonance. For example, the moneyed Muslims, as they were called by the Wall Street Journal, when it surveyed the attitudes of wealthy Muslims on September 14th, right after, a couple days after the World Trade Center bombing. That means banker. They were interviewing in the Middle East bankers, lawyers, other professionals, managers of multinationals, some of whom describe bin Laden as, in their words, the conscience of Islam, even though they despise him and they fear him. They fear him for good reasons. They know that they are his primary targets. They are very strongly supportive of U.S. policies in general, but very bitter about the U.S. role in the region. And they state their reasons. The Wall Street Journal, to its credit, reported them accurately. Namely, the U.S. supports corrupt and repressive regimes that undermine democracy and development. And then there are particular policies, such as the support for the harsh and brutal Israeli military occupation, now in its 35th year, actions that devastate Iraqi civilian society while strengthening Saddam Hussein and others. Nobody surveyed opinions in the slums and rural villages, but if they had, they'd find similar reactions, but harsher ones, because unlike the moneyed Muslims, the people there don't understand why the wealth of the region should be drained to the West and to local collaborators rather than being used for the domestic population.